We have 45 states today, and we have Washington, D.C. Of course, we have Ontario, several, Mississauga, Canada. I thought I heard Belgium, but I'm not sure about that. Just thrilling to hear you, and Carolyn Babola, and Hibbing, and so many of the places, Dodge City. I remember being in so many places and lived in Pennsylvania for a few months, and it's just thrilling to hear all of you and thrilling to know that we have this kind of a representation when we go before the Lord. And, of course, what we do first is, first of all, we pray for those in authority. And we gave so much time, and we have given a lot of time to praying for President Donald John Trump and Vice President Pence and all of our government. But I wanted to, I think we did it last week, but since then we've had the Billy Graham funeral, and we have had our leaders sitting there attentively, honoring the man and listening to the Word of God in song and in the wonderful words that were spoken at the memorial. So let's spend some time right now thanking God that our leaders were there and they honored the man of God. Father, we just thank you. We give you praise. It is written that we are, that's one of the things we're to do for our leaders is to offer thanks. And we want to thank you that here in the United States of America, the head of our government sat and listened and honored our vice president, our president. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. Father, we just wanted to praise you, all of us together, at least 45 states, and our neighbors to the north, and our friends wherever else they may have joined in. We just wanted to praise you and thank you and give you glory. You are a good God. You keep your word. You are covenant-keeping God. You said if we would do that, you would do that. And so we thank you for them. We lift them up, and we trust you to give us conducive, the life of the government, the time here, that's conducive to bringing souls into the kingdom of God. We're so thankful to you, Father. And we're so thankful, Father, that I want to read something to you. I'm sure you who love Israel, this is a prayer call for Israel. And I'm sure that you have been keeping up with Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel coming to the United States. And speaking to APEC, speaking to several ones. But this is what he said at the White House on Monday. And I'm reading to you from the Jerusalem Post and op-ed. Netanyahu compares Trump to Cyrus. Thus said Hashem to Cyrus. This is quoting Isaiah 45:1. Thus said Hashem to Cyrus, his anointed one, whose right hand he has grasped, treading down nations before him, ungirding the loins of kings, opening doors before him, and letting no gate stay shut. Now, I'm quoting from the article. In a meeting at the White House on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised his host, U.S. President Donald Trump, in unmistakably biblical terms, comparing him to the Persian king Cyrus. Some have noted that this larger-than-life compliment comes with historical lessons that supersede current political agendas that favor the two-state solution. The nation, Sanhedrin, for one, has been comparing President Trump to King Cyrus since he was inaugurated last year, calling for him to follow in the footsteps of the biblical figure by helping to facilitate the rebuilding of the Third Temple. Rabbi Hillel Weiss, a spokesman of the Sanhedrin, said to the press, "There is no question that the comparison between Cyrus and Trump, two non-Jewish leaders, is apt. But it is important to learn the lesson history teaches us from Cyrus and Balfour." Now, I've been reading to you from his op-ed. I'm going to go back to it, but right now these are the words of Billy Graham. when I have heard people compare Trump to Cyrus, I've almost said, I hope not. Because Cyrus reneged. Under pressure, he changed his edict. So that's what this Rabbi Hillel Weiss is saying, and also the writer of this op-ed. I'm going back, these two words of the writer of the op-ed. Most recently, the Sanhedrin emphasized the apparent connections between both leaders by issuing a silver medallion with the image of Trump superimposed on an image of Cyrus, with an image of the Jewish temple on the flip side of the coin. Rabbi Weiss emphasized that King Cyrus and the former British Foreign Secretary Lord Balfour encountered significant pushback after promising to help the Jews return to their homeland. Cyrus and Balfour both earned our gratitude, as has President Trump. But the source of all blessings, he goes on to talk about the temple. If they do not continue, he says, they will encounter difficulties. So this is what happened to Cyrus. There was a lot of pushback, and he reneged. And then there was a time that they weren't building the temple, and they had to wait till later on, and they had another ruling. Balfour himself, of course, did not renege. But Britain did. So what we need to pray right now is that our president does not renege, and that he carries through, and that he does not come under pressure to stop what he's already said he would do. He has said even that he would go to Israel in May, possibly, if it can be arranged, and for the embassy opening. We need to keep our prayers before the Lord, our authority. Nikki Haley has said that she will go. Now, here's another thing. Number one, let's pray right now. And you keep this up. Don't let it go. There are things that you pray. There are different kinds of prayer. If you have my book, How to Pray in the End of Days, I point out in there the different kinds of prayer, and the different kinds of prayer have different rules. And so there is the prayer of faith that you can pray what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. That's concerning you and your family, and you've got that kind of authority. But you don't have that kind of authority over some things. And so over other things, we're interceding now. And when you intercede on something like this and you pray, like if you're at home, we don't have time here on this 30-minute call, but if you're at home and you're lifting this up to the Lord, you'll reach a note of a victory, a note of satisfaction, maybe you might better call it. And then you take that item and you put it on the shelf, and then you lift it back up off that shelf again and pray over it and hover over it. So what we're going to hover over right now is our president's resolve. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name above all names, Father, we come before you. We are still praying in line with 1 Timothy 2:1. We are lifting up our leaders. Father, we don't want a repeat of history. We don't want them to renege. We know the same forces headed up by the arch enemy brought those pressures against Cyrus and brought those pressures in England. And we know he'll bring them again. But we're here. And we know God's word. And we're taking a lesson from history. And in the name above all names, strengthen our president, Father. It is written in Ephesians 3 that we are to ask you to strengthen our inner man, I'm asking you to strengthen the inner man of Donald John Trump, of Michael Pence, of Nikki Haley, of every person that has to do with this. Strengthen them. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that's raised against them, they will condemn, and we will help them. But, Father, we stand, and we stand united. We pray, and even I am motivated, inspired to say, we will not have this changed. We will not. In the name above all names, we use the authority God has given us in our prayers. And in the name above all names, we plead the blood of Jesus over this resolve to move our embassy. And now, folks, while we're on this subject, we have been made to know, and you wouldn't have to have a rocket scientist brain. Carolyn Bobola, your husband is one. We wouldn't have to have the brain power of NASA to know that the enemy is going to plan plans to cause an uproar in May in Israel. They're going to make plans to destroy the leaders, to come against them. They'll be in one place. They're going to make plans to cause havoc on the streets. But in the name above all names, we can stop them with our prayers. But we can't just pray and then let up. We have to pray. We have to keep it before the Lord. We have to intercede. We have to do all kinds of praying to stop the plans. And remember, it's written in Hebrews that nothing is hidden from him with whom we have to do. Holy Father, Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah over the hosts of heavens. I was just reading how you used hailstones in biblical times. Oh, Father, all those hosts you have hosts of angels. You have hosts and a storage place for hailstones. You have, Father, earthly hosts. You have the body of Christ. You have the army of Israel. Oh, Father, Yahweh Sabaoth, we call upon you. We call upon your intelligence agency. It is written that that the prophets knew in their what the enemy king did in their bedchambers, what they said. And so, Father, we call upon you. We know that you need men upon earth to ask you. And so we're asking you, reveal every plot. Cause every plot to blow up in their very faces. Even a singular, what they call lone wolf, stop them in their tracks. And we claim, and we shall uphold in prayer, that time in Israel, complete triumph for God. Like in the days of Jehoshaphat, like in the days of Joshua, when they were obeying you, nothing could come against Israel. And, Father, we're so very thankful that we live in the time of grace. And we do ask you, we do confess that our government is flawed. And even that Israel's government is flawed. But we ask you to forgive us. We ask you for mercy. Mercy, Lord, we need mercy. And we ask you for shalom, the peace that comes from being whole, for Jerusalem. We pray for the peace, the shalom of Jerusalem. Father, I've heard phrases used by our vice president, even by the president, and even by Jared Kushner, and even by others, that they're still after that silly, ridiculous two-state solution. We know it won't be. It's not according to your will. But Father, in the name above all names, we would respectfully ask that you show them plainly the idiocy of it. I have the feeling, Father, that they know that, but that for political purposes, they keep talking about it. Father, in the name above all names, please, 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 make it so plain to them and so clear to them that they would not pursue plans that are not according to the word, not according to the word of God. Heavenly Father, we lift up our leaders as they have to deal with evil in the earth. And of course, Prime Minister Netanyahu has lifted up Iran and the agreement that we've made with them. We have all heard North Korea. Now some kind of talk is coming out of there, of negotiations between the Koreas. We have asked you to be on the scene, and if this is you, we certainly thank you for it. But if this is something else, we still ask. We ask your protections. We ask your wisdom for our leaders to know what to do. And for Russia, Lord. Russia. Leader. Protagonist of Ezekiel 38, Lord. I only know to pray in tongues. So let us do that now, please. Ilibrato non nombre, e jandoro gohufrate di coholace. Signaro non e cohorat, avresito mangalagonda vretto non ogni. Father, we are here, we are praying. Hear us now. Give us the utterance. Blandoro divra basso tenica. Ishehinandoro godovre bricata da gombrate de dodombre. Ishananombre calacaria da govrate de godoshate. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We were visited last week by Mr. Albert Wexler from, he works with the Knesset. I don't know if I told you this or not, I can't remember, but he said the people were, you know, everybody was looking at the blood moons and what they might need, the recent ones we had during the holy days. And he said one thing people are overlooking is that it was during that time, on that very time, that Russia positioned itself in Syria. And of course, that's big. I knew something happened, whether or not we knew what would happen. But Russia in Syria and in the Middle East now, as Ezekiel 38 has claimed, oh, Father, we ask you to guide our leaders and to give them wisdom what to do concerning Russia. These are all things that we need to keep before the Lord. Another thing right now I want to pray for is some of you are from the states where the massive winter storm is predicted, where it struck, we have folks. I don't remember if we had Massachusetts. But let us lift up now the people who were affected by that winter storm that went already, and then the one now. And you in the area, use your habitational authority to keep the devil away from your door. It's the United States weather that has called it wicked weather. And that's what's behind it. The Lord, the other day here before I went to Sunday prayer, the Lord said that we here where we live need to get a head start on the spring weather. And so we did, and so we are. We're using our authority because the enemy, you can't pray about weather. This is what Brother Hagin taught us. You need to take your authority over weather because there was no, God doesn't send it. There's no, and of course there are patterns that take place, but all these patterns that take place came with the fall. And so you can use your authority there. Heavenly Father, together we lift up now those who suffered loss in the previous storm and those who are facing what's predicted now. Help them to know, dear God, how to use their authority. And in the name above all names, we pray that it will be much less than what is predicted. That those in New Jersey and Connecticut and Massachusetts and New York and all the places, Father, Pennsylvania possibly, I don't really know all the places. But you know, and the people on this line know, who live there, they've heard them, their schools are closed there, this and that has happened. Father, in the name above all names, we stand with them. And then I want you to pray for our upcoming trip. Shelley and I will be leaving March 15. I will be with you here next Wednesday. I'm going to try to be with you as much as possible from Europe, but sometimes we'll be having meetings at the time of this prayer call and other things. But I'll try to stay with you, and I'll try to blog. So I want you to lift up our trip. We're leaving March 15. We go directly to Nice. We have a couple days rest. And then a prayer conference, a European prayer conference, starts. We have a day rest. I'm taking rest now between meetings. And then we're going to Belgium. And then we're going to the death camps in Poland. We return on April 8th. I'll have an itinerary for you next week for you to write down. But right now, just stay before the Lord for our trip, I ask you, please. And then we have a May tour going to Israel. Our tour will be after the dates, I think. They haven't announced the dates, but I think they'll be more near the anniversary date, 70th anniversary birthday for May for Israel. We're going a little after that. But I'm asking you to pray for our tour. I know we'll be safe. We have the dates. We have this and that from the Lord. And I'm asking you to pray for that. I also am asking you to continue. Father, in the name above all names, we lift up that Migdal Arbel, and we lift up favor. We pray for divine favor. You have promised favor to God and man. I'm going to get out my favor scriptures. My daughter-in-law preached a marvelous sermon last Sunday morning, which you could get at a Glorious Church Fellowship online. That's a Glorious Church Fellowship. I watched it on Facebook, but probably they have it posted to archives online to a Glorious Church Fellowship. It was Candace preaching on favor last week. I'm going to get out my favor scriptures and start confessing them for Migdal Arbel. Favor. You've been promised favor with God and man. I knew that Candace worked these scriptures in her life. And she preached on it last week. It was marvelous. It will encourage you. You've been promised favor. Favor if you're in a courtroom. Favor if you're at school. Favor at your business or your job. Favor with God and man. I want to, if you're still on this line, ask you please, when you come online and we're listening to all the states, we can hear what's happening in your house, in your room, if you've got a radio on or you're talking to someone else. And so we would ask you to keep those radios off as much as you can, have it quiet in your room, or mute your phone. We do thank you for praying and for being online and for helping us every way we can. Bless the Lord. Praise his holy name both now and evermore. We do remind you, too, that we will be online at noon today. We'll have our 12 noon, and it's broadcast also on Facebook. If you have a little trouble picking it up on our sometimes depending on where you are or your computer or whatever, on our streaming live at billybrim.org, try it on our Facebook. And we'll be there today praying. We'll continue with some of these things. And I'll be talking to you about something really on my heart recently. We love you. Thank God for you. Thank you for keeping these things before the Lord. You are the prayer force that God is raising up. And thank you for enlisting. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen and amen. And shalom, shalom.